You better clutch your nuts, honey, because it's time for Squirrel Talk.
Hola a todos, hola a todos y todas y todes. Es un nuevo día aquí, en, I can't do this.
Welcome back to Squirrel Talk.
I was so close. It's been a long day for me. I've been doing a lot of walking today. OMG, we are back here on Squirrel Talk Podcast. It's a whole other episode. We are covering Drag Race España right here on the Sonar Network.
Oh, listen to those octaves. You've got octaves for days, Selena.
My octaves are unstoppable. Hugh, it's me and you.
Yep, because no one wanted to come hang out with us. That's fine.
Listen, people are banging down our doors to come hang out with us, but it's true. Didn't want them.
Definitely the story. Yeah.
That's the story we'll go with today. How are you doing? Your hair is bald.
My hair is bald. Except for this one piece. I don't know if you can see it, but I...
Look, some scissors and chop it. What are you doing? You're just going to leave it?
Side mullet? No, side rat tail.
It's a side rat tail for sure.
You're making it happen. I'm fine. I'm great. I'm gonna drink this takeout Caesar that I got on my walk, and I'm gonna be dandy. Oh. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You can get a takeout Caesar right now?
I don't know if it's legal. But
where are we? New Orleans?
Pretty much. Let's go there.
Bourbon Street, baby.
I mean, Selena, how are you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah. It's an anxious day today for me. I'm just not because of anything in particular. I'm just an anxious person today. And that's bringing me down. But otherwise, things are great. Listen, El Convento Rico is opening up. We just announced. Yeah, so I'm performing. I have two gigs this weekend, which is wild.
In the flesh?
In the flesh, in the club.
I gotta go. Oh my gosh, this is the first time. Okay.
Yeah, wild, eh?
This weekend. Yeah, how do you feel about that? Are you ready?
Great. Listen, I'm double vaxxed. I don't see anybody else otherwise, and I don't want to. So I'm okay with popping in and doing a couple numbers and then walking out. You know what I mean?
Noted and done.
Exciting shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Selena's feeling anxious. I'm feeling depressive. We're gonna really take you for a ride today.
This is the episode for it. It's top four.
I actually did. I want to start off the top with taking back my hate about Poopy's outfit.
The guns.
I kind of hated on them. So I composed this poem.
Oh my God, what's happening right now? What have you done?
I know. Ahem. Floating machete. Peacock feathers of weaponry. I was blind, but now I see. It's a nutty nut for me. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Thank you.
You are a slam poet.
No, just a stoner. But
What turned it around for you? What was the moment that changed your mind?
Did you not hear my poetry? The floating machete. It was seeing her close up in the frame, like.
But how did you not see that last week?
I guess I was just distracted. There's a lot going on. That jumpsuit was really all I could look at. Like the bright. I don't understand why she chose that jumpsuit with the weaponry. But
right.
When I had the frame like chopped and could just take it in pieces, uh-huh. World of difference.
All right. Well, listen, I don't care how you got there. I'm just happy you did.
Thank you.
So welcome.
It's been a journey. Yeah.
Welcome to the light side over here.
Thanks.
So we do not have a guest today, I did ask a couple of people, but I didn't work too hard. So listen, we're tired.
I did send two messages as well, but I didn't double back. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Also, we had a short turnaround. Yeah.
Short. I know. And you know what? It would help if I tried to get a guest in advance, but really I tried like the day before. That doesn't always work out. All right, let's do it. Here we go. We're on Drag Race España, season 1, episode 7. This is the penultimate episode of season 1. We are about to crown a winner. Top 4. Finally. Baby. But the person we know is not going to be the winner is Dovima Nurmi. Bye, bitch.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. People are very sad that she's gone.
I know, and it blows the mind. It really does, you know?
Yeah. Like, what? Like, when was she lovable? Like, somebody said she was, like, she has such a lovable personality. And I'm like, what are you talking about? At what point did she ever have any redeeming qualities?
If you think she has a lovable personality, you need to look at your life and who you're hanging out with and maybe get some new people around you, because that's not love.
Yeah, Sagittaria.
Yeah, Canceria.
In her lipstick message, Dovima calls Carmen the winner.
Which is like...
true.
nothing novel over here, yeah. She's not coming in with any new scoop. I mean, if Carmen doesn't win, Drag Race España, what are you up to?
What are you up to, indeed? It's just so... I mean, like, how many challenges has she won at this point?
All of them? No. Pretty much.
I mean, definitely the last... 3, I'm sure.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. She's unstoppable. For some reason, what's with Poopy? Poopy's like, I should have been in the bottom. It's like, no, bitch.
I know. What the I don't know. This episode had a lot of weird shit like that.
Yeah.
Feeling things and like trying to, maybe that's it. Maybe they're jostling for the storyline. Like they're trying to get the, you know what I mean? They're trying to get like more camera time, or I don't know.
Well, there's only 4 of them. There's only so much. Like, I mean, like they've you're all right. Got to get. If you're not getting camera time, there's something wrong with you right now.
Well, killer still, you know.
I was gonna say. Whoopsie.
Oh.
Okay, listen. Supreme comes in and gives everybody an iPhone. What's happening? Or a Samsung phone. What's happening?
I was so confused because they fold, but the screen folds. I feel like I'm 97. I had to go back like 6 times. Did you? And then I had to put on the English subtitles because I was like, what is happening here?
Okay, I did not see that fold at all.
Oh my God. Yeah, they folded it in half.
Who did?
One of them. At least this, it folds.
They took them out of the box.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That's what they were filming on when they're like taking pictures of their girls after.
Taking pictures of which girls?
Like when they're filming their girls coming down the runway. Did you? That's the phones they're using.
They use them filming the girls coming down. The, what are you talking about?
Okay, well, now I'm gonna go ahead. You know when they're doing over their
yeah, the makeovers.
Yes. They're filming them. On those phones.
Who's filming? Wait, why are they filming them? Who's? I don't remember this part.
Oh, that's okay. It was just like a promo for the phone. So all of them give the phones to the girls as well. And they like,
I completely missed this. I did not notice this at all.
Well, because the phones are like this big when you fold them.
Okay, wait. Like I found it. I found the moment where they all have their phones out and they're filming. They're sexy rugby players.
Yes. Love rugby.
It's when they're putting on their heels and they're practicing, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. I think it's Poopy. Someone slaps it shut.
Oh my God. Slaps it shut? What is this? Slaps. The early 2000s? Flip phones?
That's right. Flip phones are back.
God. Okay, put your shoes on, girls. Let's go. It is a flip.
You see?
Yeah. Oh my God. Get a Samsung? Should we both advertisement working on me?
Do you want to get Samsungs and then Samsung text each other?
Wait, do you have one? You know, you're an iPhoner, right?
I have an iPhone. That's how I respond to you.
That's right. iMessaging
with the hearts and stuff. All hearts all the time.
These phones look like a compact.
That's what I said. Yeah.
OMG.
I know. No LOL. It's the real deal.
It's killer. Killer's folding it up. Killer folded it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I forgot that it was killer. So.
As one does.
She was. Oh, I'm jumping all over. But she. I'm interested to hear what you thought of her response to her rugby player.
Response. We'll get to this. Oh, we'll get to this.
Putting a pin in that.
Yeah, put a pin in that one. Fold up your Samsung and put a pin in it. And we have makeup stations, baby. And they have 3 minutes to do their makeup with no mirror.
That's a nightmare.
It's a fun challenge. I mean, I can barely do my makeup with a mirror, so I don't know why.
I can't do it. So it would look the same. Maybe that's an advantage, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Vicky.
I mean, Carmen looked beautiful. Of course
she did. Yes! Who looked really... Oh, God. Poopy's eyeliner.
I mean, I think Poopy was purposely going for, like... Yeah.
But I'm tired of that. You love it? Ugh.
Yeah, because I mean, like, you're not going to have good makeup no matter what in this particular challenge. So go all the way and look like a fucking idiot. Why not?
Lean in. Okay.
Lean in.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give that to you.
Yes.
I grew a little weary of Poopy in this episode, but.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. Weary
queen.
Hashtag weary queen.
Weary queen. Killer went for it. Killer tried, but Killer did not look good.
No.
Killer. And then we have...
Killer queen.
Killer. And then Sagittaria. I think would have been okay if not for the lashes. Like, her lash application.
What was going on there?
I mean, when you don't have a mirror, it's very difficult.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't... lash, so
I mean, you know where the lash line, you know where it's going.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it looked like they were sticking, like
they were, like,
yeah,
they like were, they
down or something. I don't know,
they were yeah, they were not cute. And Canceria was the winner, and I mean, sorry, no, she isn't.
Carmen
Farala.
Seriously, and she was posing while they were looking. Did you clock that? She's posing while they're looking at the other girl's makeup. She was feeling herself. It was cute. She's
always on.
Yeah,
gotta respect her. She won the right to pick everybody's makeover rugby partners. So we have this rugby team, this like gay.
Wow.
Rugby team show
inclusive,
up.
Yes, inclusive rugby in Spain. The first inclusive rugby team in Spain. Woot woot.
Yes, woot woot indeed. For some reason, there's five there's five rugby players there when there's only four queens. I don't know why they had the captain show up. I don't think that was necessary.
I know. Well, they said that they could pick, so one of them was always not going to be in it, I guess. Right?
Okay. All right.
Kind of sucks for him. I mean.
Yeah. He's the captain. Didn't get picked. Yikes. They're all very sexy.
Truly. And they came in and did that like lift and threw some balls around. Everyone was happy.
Rugby players are moods were lit. You know what? I think they did rugby makeovers on Down Under as well.
Oh, yeah. Because everyone loves a rugby player. Like, rugby is basically sex. You know?
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that because it was Spain, they didn't do soccer players.
You're right. But I'll take rugby.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're dirty. I love it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Everybody's so quite horny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But Killer is frothing out the mouth.
I mean, they were all frothing at the mouth for this guy, and Carmen purposely didn't pick him because he was too hot.
Good move.
Good move. Good move. So I don't blame Killer for being like that, because she has to look at him and talk to him.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. And he was sweet. He was a sweet guy too. He wasn't an asshole.
They all were. They were all such sweet, beautiful, lovely men.
Poopy's partner killed me.
Because with his like late in life coming out story.
Yes. And then he shaved for the first time in 20 years. Like, what a day this guy is having. Oh. You know, that's all I could think was, like, this man comes in here, takes his clothes off, talks while he's talking about coming out, and Poopy sharing her. Okay, that killed me, Selena. Poopy in that makeup, sharing that heavy shit. I was like,
I know.
Oh, iconic. Iconic.
A clown with a heart. A clown with a heart. Yes. So what was Poopy's story? People, you know what? They had a great conversation about how you don't just, I mean, Arantxa talked about this before. It's like, you don't just come out as a drag queen. You don't just come out as a gay person. You also come out as a drag queen later in life. But Poopy talks about, in dating in particular, how you used to have to hide your wigs from boys that you would bring home because nobody wanted to date a drag queen. But now, everybody wants to fuck a drag queen.
Yeah, and she's talking about masculinity too, which I think, like, and softness versus like this. Yeah, it was really beautiful and really relevant, and definitely something that you don't actually hear talk. I don't think. I mean, you've seen more versions of Drag Race than I have, but not something that I've really seen extensively talked about. Have you?
There have been conversations around that, but this was like when she talked about like dating, that was a little bit more new to the show. It's something I've definitely experienced, where I had an ex who did not like that I did drag. But then also, like, when I'm online, I never tell people I do drag for two reasons. And one of them is, I don't want them to be like, ew, a drag queen, and run away. But then at the same time, it's good to weed those people out. And then the second reason is I don't want them, because like being a drag queen right now is like, drag queen is so mainstream because of the show. And so we're kind of like automatically stars in people's eyes. And it's like a starfucker thing. It's like, a drag queen?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. That makes sense. I used to, when before I was like, this is more gender. Because drag, for me, always like was started as a gender exploration, right? And so it was like, so I wouldn't want to tell people that I carried things from drag. Like, I would. If you're dating lesbians will love to come to see a king show, right? But then if they learn that you still pack after you're out of drag, or you're still binding after you're out of drag, and there isn't a woman part of you, that was the version. It's like, oh, you can love the king, but you don't want that to be part of your partner. So I definitely appreciated that conversation with that dude, like Poopy and that dude, that rugby guy.
Yeah. It's even more nuanced what you're talking about, because like for someone like me and Poopy, like we do take that off and we do leave that like separate.
Right.
And some people can't disassociate, but then like in your case, it's more like, I'm not just a drag king, I'm also a trans man.
Yeah, well, and it's like, obviously that's not every king's story.
Of course not, yeah.
At all, right? And like, even now, I've been thinking a lot lately, like, oh, you know, as I start to actually see results from hormones, like, as my top surgery date gets closer, like, does Hugh start to become more of a drag thing? And like, that's kind of exciting. Totally going off topic, but like, thinking about that,
what do you mean, does Hugh become more of a drag thing? What do you mean?
Well, it's just not feeling like drag to me anymore.
Is it feeling more like identity discovering? Like, what is it?
No, I just feel like I'm like, I love stripping. I've always loved stripping. I don't know if you know that. Like, I come from sex work. Like,
That's fine. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it runs in the family.
Not that. I don't do that. I never did that. But
different kind of sex work.
Yeah, different. And so, like, this Hughes was like a reclamation of taking my clothes off as a boy instead of a girl.
Right.
And like, and then comedy. And then now it's like, oh, I kind of want to. Sometimes I miss that. Sometimes I miss femme stripping. So I don't know. We'll see. It feels like what I started, what the like brought me into wanting to do drag was needing to find a place to be able to perform as myself. And now I'm very lucky to be getting to be doing shows where I'm playing men and like being validated as a trans dude. And so it's like, well, now I miss that was gender performance was femme sex work, right? Like that was gender performance. So yeah, Selena, thoughts.
Are you thinking that post top surgery you would want to do femme drag? Is that what
I don't know. I just want to do, the reason I chose the name Human in the first place was because human, it can be anything. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so, yeah, I think I would like to play a bit and see what happens. I don't know that I would ever like wear tits. But.
And you don't have to, like a lot of drag queens don't.
Right. Yeah. I think it could be fun to play.
Cool.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I haven't talked about this out loud before.
And you're doing it on a public podcast for the world to hear.
For all six population of the world to hear.
Listen, this is what Drag Race is about. It's about like being vulnerable and revealing yourself and making discoveries about yourself.
Yeah.
And we're doing it here on the podcast as well. This podcast basically is RuPaul's Drag Race, but for us.
And less transphobic, and for
us. Less trans, 100% less transphobic.
Yeah. No. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting me verbally shit.
I can't wait to see where this all goes for you.
And I can't wait to see your show on the 21st. Fringe Toronto. Go check out Selena's show. It comes out on the 21st. It's not out yet. You can see that it's going to come out, but you can't watch it yet.
So yeah, if you're like you, don't order a pizza and set up a date with your partner when the show hasn't started yet.
Yeah. Pizza will still be delicious, but you know, you want a dipping sauce of Selena.
To clarify what he was talking about, I mean, you've heard me talk about this a lot on the podcast, especially with Hillary. My Fringe show is happening next week. It's all being streamed online. It is on demand between the 21st and the 31st of this month. And you can go to fringetoronto.com and pay a $5 streaming fee to watch all the shows that are happening. And then it's pay what you can per show. I would really appreciate your donations because I've got some incredibly talented artists to pay who helped me, like Kitty Creature, another drag performer in the city who helped me, who created all my music for me. I wrote all the lyrics. Gaping Hole is another drag performer who shot and edited all my videos. And then Sapphire, another drag performer who made all of my posters and did my makeup and styling. So
they look so good. The posters, like, ugh, it literally is, it's a Hollywood film. Like,
yeah, she did an incredible job. And she did it, like, she took screenshots from the video.
What?
In Google Drive. Yeah, those are screenshots.
Witchcraft right there. Sapphire. Oh my
God. Seriously, who knew she could do that? So yeah, come see the show July 21st to the 31st, fringetoronto.com. It's called Broken Hearted Girl. I didn't mention that. So it's called Broken Hearted Girl. It's a journey of me and my breakups and how they've affected my personality and my mental health, which is weak today.
Mental health. That's the single, actually. Yeah.
That's it. That's the main single. Why is my mom calling me? My mom is calling me right now. She'll deal. We'll talk to her later.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on back to the show.
Right. Right.
Canceria cannot sew. And oh, she's my having God. Issues.
When she asked about the bodysuit?
Yeah. Oh, how long does it take to make a bodysuit?
You almost feel bad for her, you know?
Yeah. Almost.
So, yeah, because then she's taping that poor man to yeah. Like, what was your take on that?
She was trying to cinch him in, but like, I guess, but, like, not with tape, baby. Like, what are you doing?
It looked painful. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Running around him, tying him up. I mean,
tape on the body never feels good.
No. So that was kind of, he's just standing there. All right, what else do we got? Oh, yeah. So Poopy had that moment. Right, Carmen. So yeah, Carmen's choice is the littlest guy.
Yes.
Who she said looked the most similar to her.
And I think what it was, she mentioned his arms, that he had the skinniest arms.
Right, because she didn't want him to tear anything, right?
What did you say? Say that again.
She didn't want him to tear anything, right? Because
right.
That kind of, right. They are rugby players, I mean.
They're rugby players, they have thick shoulders, but this guy seemed like he would fit into her clothes, because she doesn't wear, I mean, she wears very little clothes.
Yeah, it's true.
I think she made the right choice for herself.
Oh, yeah, I think so as well. I mean, also, Killer got a little distracted. We had a montage moment of her just listening to rugby conversation for some time. I mean, she pulled it together, but it was kind of lovely to watch her just be enamored by this guy, you know?
Oh, for sure.
I enjoyed it.
He has a winning smile. Like, that smile is beautiful.
Made me stand in front of the mirror and try to, like, how?
And that cock, because she had to tuck him.
God. Poopy was peeping.
Okay, listen, what do we think of this? Is this, like, Poopy's whole peeping Tom moment where she's just watching this happen? If I were that guy, I would have been very uncomfortable having Poopy.
I was going to ask you, what was your take?
I mean, it's something you're not supposed to do, I think, to, like, invade someone's privacy when they're having an intimate moment like that.
Also, I mean, I don't want to assume anything about his life, but I feel like it was his first time talking. I feel like it was...
I feel like
you don't really want an audience for that.
Yeah. It's like a stressful moment, and then you have this person in the corner, like mouth-fucking a dildo, watching.
Yeah, like literally. And even Carmen partooketh.
I don't think she crossed...
respecting the...
Yeah, she stayed on the other side of the screen.
Boundaries.
Poopy did not. Poopy's a... Yeah. Yeah, I'm not... I don't know. I did not love watching Poopy do that.
I told you, I got a little weary of Poopy in this episode.
Got it. I forgot this moment had happened until I saw my notes, but yes.
Yeah. There's lines. There are lines. It's like, do better, you know, don't... Yeah, sure, this is a funny moment. You can make that into a funny moment, but, God, like, just do better.
Do better.
That's better. Right. Yeah. But then, okay... Yeah.
What's your thing?
Okay, they get it together, like they got their stuff together, whatever.
Yeah, everybody gets their stuff together. Poopy paints her person first, and everyone's like, "Well, she looks like Poopy," which is not a compliment. Like, how have you been doing drag for that long, and how are you that bad at makeup right now?
Is it on purpose? That's like, is that her thing? Is it supposed to be shitty? Like, kind of shitty? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I had the same problem with Tina Burner last year.
Oh.
Why is your makeup so bad when you've been doing drag for 12 years? I just don't understand it.
I'm not a fan of her. I don't know.
A lot of people aren't. A lot of people are not. I don't think she's a bad person. I don't think she's a bad performer. She's not a bad drag queen. But no one wants to look at those colors.
Exactly.
And I never understood why she drew her eyebrows down.
It's so bizarre. I don't know. Well, I mean, we're talking about it, so maybe that's it. Maybe that's all.
I don't think it's a good talk, though.
We're talking shit about it, so, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. No. She did look like poopy. I'll give you that.
Yes. Yes. And that means she looked horrible. It was weird to me how that they were all shaving without a sink. I don't like to shave.
And, yeah, just the water.
Yeah.
They were dry shaving, right?
Yeah, it looked like it. Yeah. You need water. You need shaving cream. You need, like, I don't understand it.
He was bleeding everywhere.
Yes!
Blood running down his lips.
Yeah. What the fuck? At least let them go to a bathroom and use a sink.
I mean, Drag España, what's up? Bring a wash bucket in. Bring a barrel.
Please, something.
Come on. A trough. Come on.
All right, I'm going to go get that wash bucket, and we are going to take a quick little break. We're going to skip our sponsors, as we always do every single week, and we'll be right back. And we're back. We are freshly shaved. We've wiped off the blood off of our faces.
Just a quick splash in the trough, you know?
Exactly. The trough. We are back on the runway. We have Supreme Deluxe. We have Anna Locking. We have the two Javiers. And then we have the winner of Drag Race Holland. It's the one and only Envy Peru.
I love her.
She's so beautiful.
She's just so cool. Yeah.
She really is. I see no difference between her and Carmen Farala. Like, they are...
Oh, like same league.
Yeah. Like, they're both, like, the two that, like, dominated their season. It was very obvious they're going to win. I mean, we're predicting that Carmen's going to win. We don't really actually know.
No, we know.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. Yeah. Just beautiful looks every time and a great heart. So, mm-hmm. We get good vibes from Envy. Her accent, it's very clear that Spanish is not her first language.
Yeah, but she's doing it. And
she's doing it.
Amen. Because, yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, indeed. No, I'm happy she's here. She looks fucking incredible.
Oh, my God.
She always does.
Yeah, no, she's also, like, you know what? We haven't actually had a lot of drag performers as guests. Like,
Oh yes, that's right. That's right. There has never been a drag performer as a guest judge, ever.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, even if there has been, they have not been a former contestant.
Exactly. So, like...
And I think this show does need at least winners to come back and judge. Like,
yeah,
someone who knows drag and knows the show to come back and judge the show.
It seems wild that they create this empire and then don't employ... Like, you know what I mean?
The only person... who's broken the threshold is Brooklyn Heights.
Yes.
One of the main judges of Canada's Drag Race. But that is the only other person.
So yay, Envy. Get it, girl.
Yeah! Get your life, Envy. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it. So let's see what these people came up with. Okay, where is...
I know, I'm bringing everybody up over here. Okay.
Yeah, let's find, let's set ourselves up. First up, we have Pupi Poison and Pepi Passion. Pepi Passion.
Pepi Passion, yes. The heel. The heel.
The heel broke. The heel broke under her foot.
I was so proud of her, though. This, I'm like, this is her fucking day. This is the same person who came out recently, shaved her face for the first time in 20 years, blood all over her lips. Her heel breaks. She's not a performer. She's killing it. She doesn't even blink. She walks on that toe. She does that ball change all down the runway.
Heck yeah, she does. I didn't even notice that it broke until they pointed it out.
Oh, yes.
She looks terrible, though. Like, let's talk about
the sweater.
The sweater, the bow, the proportions, the skirt, the wig, the makeup, all of it is just terrible.
Oh, no, it's so... You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, I'm just looking, when... It really is dressing up your younger sibling with your clothes. Or like your
clothes
friend.
In your actual closet.
Yeah, like literally your clothes as a child. Like whatever was there. It is not... It is not looking like Drag Race.
No, and look at those boobs too. Like those aren't... It's literally just like you rolled up a sweater and stuffed it into a bra or something.
I think that must be it, right?
I think that's what happened. It's very high school assembly. It's a cut.
It's a cut for me too. But I will give a nut to
Bippy?
Dude having the craziest day of his life.
Yeah, that's a nut.
Yeah.
We give that person's day a nut.
Yes, yes, yes.
A macadamia nut. And then... And we said we'd be slow today. And next up we have Carmen Farala.
Oh, yeah.
Carla Farala. They're serving us a tartan Sherlock Holmes moment.
Oh my god, I died for this because she made them both also in one night. Let's keep that in mind.
Yes.
It's just...
Yeah, they had to make... So generally now on Drag Race, when you do a makeover challenge... You bring things from home. Like, you bring the look from home, and, like, you just have two of whatever. But here, they're literally making the outfits there. I don't think Poopy did, but they're making the outfits there.
Well, Poopy did not knit those two sweaters.
100% not. No, she did not.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but also the storyline was very good. Like, they had the whole fucking thing. They had their little baggie. They were collecting clues as they went down the runway.
Exactly.
It was just thoughtful and well executed all around the board.
Exactly. It was a beautiful presentation. There was story. There was a gimmick. It's a nut.
It's a nut, 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 nut.
Also, I love Carmen's cape moment.
Oh, that little, like, I was like, damn, those fucking pleats. Like, the way it falls is flawless. You did that in one night?
How the fuck?
She's like a fucking, she's a beast. I don't know. It's her show. Yeah.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have Canceria. Okay, this person's a big idiot. Like, Neptuna?
I can't. I thought it was so... And there was nothing about the look that... Like, okay, if you want to call her Neptuna and then throw, like, some sort of sea goddess moment on her.
Uh-huh.
On.
Uh-huh.
But, like, why was it halfway up her tits and there was a breastfeeding moment? Just none of it. Not in the stars for me.
Not in the stars. I love it. I'm just like, you can't take your name from from the Zodiac and then go with Neptuna, which is like the least interesting of all the planets in correlation to astrology. Like, it's at least Mercury, something with Mercury or
Uranus.
Uranus.
That's fun, at least. Funny.
Or at least like when Aquaria did the makeover, she called hers Capricorn.
Right.
So, yeah. Like, play off of that. Like, at least call her Canceria. At least call your daughter Canceria.
Jesus. Like, missed moments. She just,
Yeah.
And there is Kilar.
Oh, we're just skipping. We're not going to talk about her anymore. Let's cut this.
Do you have more to say about her?
I mean, I was just going to say that this silhouette, like what she's wearing with like the bandage type of bodysuit, which isn't really a bodysuit. It's just like she's naked. I mean, completely naked. We've seen it before. We've seen it done. Like there's nothing original about Sagittaria or about Canceria.
No, I just think like she's a pretty girl and she can lip sync. Like she'd be really fun to see perform, but she's not like a, like if you were going out and she was there, that'd be fun. But I don't. That's it. You know? Yep. That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's all. So we cut her. Mm-hmm. Geeler mm-hmm. comes out with Slayer Queen.
Smart name. Okay.
Yeah, that works. Killer and Slayer. I don't know why we're working with English names, but great.
Yeah, sure.
I think they both look great. I love these outfits.
Yeah, I actually thought they did, like, she did a great job. And Slayer walked well. Like, it was cute. It was really cute. They actually all walked pretty well.
They did. They were all having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But...
And they had an actual killer storyline. Oh, my God. And she was, like, shooting those, whatever they were shooting out of those guns.
Yes.
What the hell was that? That was amazing.
I don't know. Was it? I'm not really sure, like, exactly what it was supposed to be, but I bought it. I ate it right up.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I hadn't even seen the picture that they posted of it. That's very dramatic.
Is it? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I just saw. Oh, they did a second look. Oh, go look at it because there's another look.
Second look?
Yeah.
Where are you seeing it?
On Keeler's Instagram, they have, if you swipe, there's a look of them in rugby outfits. That's really cute. Everyone go look at that.
I am the Killer Queen, and then, oh, look, they are cute.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, and Killer actually looks really good.
Yeah. Oh, Slayer should do drag. Oh, my God.
Yeah, seriously.
Mm-mm-mm. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There are issues with this outfit. There's, like, undergarment issues. There's padding issues. But compared to the other girls, pretty good.
Oh, yeah, the padding. You could totally see it, eh?
Yeah, it was a problem.
I was also... I do want to note that Supreme, I loved the runway intro outfit. She looked like a cyborg ladybug, and I kind of dug it.
A cyborg ladybug.
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
I gotta refine it.
Yeah, and the wig was not the worst. I see it.
Oh, you know what was the worst though? Okay, first of all, it's the same wig as always, but her eyebrows were painted to match her eye makeup as opposed to painted to match the hair.
Is that? Yeah, I guess that. Oh, when you look at it in that picture.
Yeah, like you have gray hair with a dark root and then red eyebrows? What the fuck?
Why wouldn't she do black eyebrow? That would be good.
She should only do black eyebrows with this dark root?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is it just the same wig again? I thought it was different when I was watching it, but now I'm like, is that the same exact wig?
It's the same wig.
Okay, so what?
Every time.
Why?
Every time. Listen, Neptuna tells us an incredible, because Neptuna is Asian,
mm-hmm.
living in Spain, and
yes.
tells a story about experiencing a hate crime not because she's gay, but because she's Asian, people saying go back to where you came from or whatever it was with the anti-coronavirus sentiment, yeah. Anti-Asian based on coronavirus. It was, and it's just disgusting that this is happening. It's happened all over the world. It's not just here in North America. It's everywhere. And it's everybody sick and sucks. It's gross.
Everybody mm-hmm. sucks.
The fact that they beat her.
I know.
She didn't wake up for 2 days. That's...
It's like... It's the same... It's beautiful that she still wants to come on... come and do this, you know?
Uh-huh.
And like, really badly. It's exhausting. It's exhausting to that there's so much hate in this world.
Yes.
Yes, anxiety. Yes, depression.
Did you hear about the events in Spain lately, the anti-gay,
yes.
the homophobia that's been yes. going on, the crimes against Samuel Luis was murdered just for being gay, a 24-year-old nurse. So that has sparked a movement in Spain for people to fight for their fucking right to live, to exist.
I do. Yeah, I don't know about like familially for you, but like definitely the homophobia is not a joke. And Spain, I think, is like a little bit is behind in a lot of ways when it comes to equality, I think, acceptance.
Spain is?
Yeah, Spain is racist.
I always thought, I mean, not in for about race, but like I always thought that they were ahead of the curve with gay rights.
Maybe compared to like other Latin American countries, but I think like they're not. We are better here.
Huh. Yeah. Well, one thing I did see in this article that came out a couple of days ago is that, or wait, what's today? Yeah, it came out today actually. The Spanish cabinet. I'm reading this directly. The Spanish okay. cabinet approved on June 29th a bill that seeks to extend and cement the rights of the LGBTQ+ community. The bill would make it mandatory to discuss sexual diversity in class and fine people up to 2,000 euros for making homophobic insults. It would increase to 10,000 for insults that are not withdrawn from social media.
Wow. There's still
a long way to go before it becomes a law. But the fact that this bill was approved and it includes social media. Like anybody who says like the F like faggot on social media will have to remove it or pay 10,000 euros. Like that's
fucking awesome. Actually, I'm looking. The Prime Minister is actually very cute. Pedro Sanchez. But
oh, is he sexy?
Yeah, look him up. But he's done a lot. Okay, I did not realize in this last week, because I just looked that up. So he's done a big reshuffle, I guess, of the cabinet.
Uh-huh. Oh, he is sexy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, fucking thing. Did you look at him up? Look him up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But so I guess also this week, they've actually cracked down on consent laws. And making things more clear. So maybe they're... You know what? This has been a big week in Spain.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, okay. they changed their foreign minister. So that might help with a little bit of, everything, really. Yeah, there's been moves. Okay.
Come on, Spain. We got our eye on you. We
do. Go, Pedro, go.
Yeah, go, Pedro.
Go, Pedro.
Did you know in Argentina, the president, his son is a drag queen?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
There's a drag queen out there whose father is the president of... I don't know if he's good. I don't know. I don't really know much about the politics down there right now.
Mm-hmm. Me neither, but...
I know historically they're wild. Fucking wild. But yeah. Anyway, here we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a bottom... There's a winner of this challenge. And that is Carmen, of course. Carmen Miralla.
It's a different show. She's in her own show.
She's on her own show.
Mm-hmm. The Carmen Miralla show.
Mm-hmm. Next week she'll be judging.
Yes.
I thought that was very funny when Poopy said that this week, where she was like, I want to win. You know what? I want to host.
She would be fun as a host. Oh, she couldn't host, though. No. What would she wear?
Exactly. It'd be worse that people will go after her harder than they go after Supreme.
I know.
So because she's the winner, we would assume that there would be a bottom two and then a safe person, but there's not. There's a bottom.
No,
three. They're all at the bottom.
Chaos, chaos, chaos ensues.
Absolute chaos. Killer was not expecting to have to lip sync for her life.
She has some attitude. She was like, she was shocked. I would be shocked.
Well, I mean, after her Untucked moment where she was like, Sagittaria, you belong in the top three. And Poopy's like, thanks a lot, bitch. And she goes, no, I mean me. I should not be in the top three.
Oh my God. Like, that was, down. Oh, that alone. Yeah. I don't know
who this bitch is. We don't know who she is.
No, and I wouldn't trust her. Like, I'd put my stuff away if it was backstage with her, I think, you know? Like, I don't know. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
We don't trust you, killer.
Mm-mm.
Never trust a killer. That's what I always say.
I know. Don't you have that tattooed?
I have it tattooed on my face.
I know. It looks really good. But
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So they all have to lip sync. And actually, I'm impressed that they all do pretty good.
I was entertained.
Yeah.
Thoroughly. Yeah. So I mean.
Who was the weakest one for you?
Yes. Poopy.
Poopy was the weakest one for you.
Here's the deal. Poopy's performance. No. Performance-wise, no. Whole image-wise, yes.
Uh-huh.
But performance alone, killer. Like, she was out.
Me too. Killer had the worst performance. Also, she looked like an Oompa Loompa.
She did.
In the contemporary version, like in the remake, it's like the same hair, same face.
It was the same face.
I know. I'm not saying it to be insulting. It just really is the same face.
When facts are facts, I guess. Yeah. See, now I can't.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be the post of the week, I think, on Squirrel Talk. You should do a side-by-side.
Well, I've got it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've said it now. It has to come true.
You're so right.
Yes. But Killer is not the one who goes home. It's Poopy Poison. Now, did you find it weird that she didn't get a goodbye? Like, it was, I mean, she got a goodbye, but it was like, what Supreme said to her was, because she said to everybody, when you go, blah 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 blah, to her she said, when you go, you can't come back, you're excluded from the finale, sashay away. Yeah. Like, there was no Poopy, what a beautiful journey you've had, you've grown so much, you're a legend, we all love you, you'll always be an all-star, or like whatever it is.
No, it was like streamlined. It was like, boom, done, and then it was over. And it was kind of like,
yeah. And then Poopy just kind of like walked off.
Yeah, like, was there, I was thinking, like, was there some discussion that we did not get to see? Please, please, tell us what happened.
I did not understand it.
I mean, I did really like, honestly, I thought, oh, this is a Selena moment. Like, when she was running around after in the workroom, uh-huh. Like, I was like, that's what you would do. That's what you would do.
It's very me. It reminded me of Arantxa's exit, and both ways I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a meal of it.
Exactly.
Come up and serve it. I want some. Yeah.
Yeah. You got the whole workroom to yourself. Put on a show.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. It was a bit rushed or...
Yeah, and just, like, disrespectful. Like for her, the career that she's had, and for her to have made it to top four with that makeup, like, there was no acknowledgement of the work she did on the show. Like, it was just kind of like, you're done, bye. It was weird.
It was super weird.
Like, Dovima got more of a, like, teary exit.
Yes. Dovima, that was a whole production, her leaving the show. Like,
I mean, she made it a production.
Yeah.
She made it.
Maybe Poopy was over it. I don't know.
Maybe. How do we feel? She had a good spirit, like, on her way out. She was like, I'm having a great time. Bye. What do we think about Poopy not being in the top three?
I don't think Sagittarius should be there.
Ooh.
I don't think Killer should be there.
Ooh.
And I don't think Poopy should be there.
So it's literally just, it should be a top one.
It's been a top one for several episodes now, I think.
Yeah.
Correct. Your thoughts, your feelings, your prayers, your dreams.
I'm fine with with Canceria being there. But I feel like it should be Poopy instead of Killer overall.
Okay, but yeah.
Because I think, like, there's more stakes with Poopy there. Like there's more competition for Carmen because Poopy represents the opposite of Carmen, which is zero polish, but, like, status. Sorry. And, yeah.
She's funny, too. She's, like, she's got
personality.
I just don't know.
It's kind of like, is this legend going to win? Like, that's kind of the narrative they would be going with. Whereas, like, with Killer there, it's like, well, this person's not going to win, so...
It's so funny. It's like, what kind of queen is Killer? Like, what would you say she is?
I think she's a killer queen. She is someone who is versatile, but doesn't have a strong identity.
Mm. And Canceria is Aquaria.
A copycat of Aquaria, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my, like, I just wish she... If she can figure out how to take, because she's so fucking talented and beautiful.
She is.
If she can make that into her own thing.
Yeah.
Boom. And she's funny. We've seen her be fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like once, but that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one has ever been successful by cop. That's not true. But don't copy someone else. Come on. Get your own thing. Be your own person. In drag, be your own thing. You can take inspiration, but don't copy.
No, why are you doing it at that? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I recommend a name change.
I think that would be a great start. Yeah. What do you think? Out of Killer and Canceria, if it was those two, and, like, what do you think? Who's top two? Who's the last lip sync? Because we know it's going to be Carmen.
We know it's going to be Carmen. It's hard to say because I respect Killer more for doing her own thing.
Yep.
But I respect Sagittarius or Canceria's, at least having a thing. You know what I mean?
I do. I really do. But have we seen Carmen lip sync yet?
No, she hasn't been in the bottom.
Oh, that's what I thought. I was like, did I? I'm fucking excited. I'm ready to see her sing.
Oh, I'm sure she's going to kill it.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's an incredible lip syncer. Houston. I mean, we'll see ya next week.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
I'll
be a little less depressive and you can be a little less anxious and we can make the world a better place.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for the song. It was beautiful. You can follow us online at Squirrel Talk Podcast on the Instagram, at Selena Vile, at Human Trash, at Breton Like the Crackers. Thank you for listening, folks. And we will see you or hear you. You'll hear us next week. Here right here on the Sonar Network.
Sonar.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye now.
Bye.
I'm waving. Why am I waving?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.